Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Good evening, everybody. Here we are with the latest headlines being discussed by Jen Unleashed and Sean. Jen's just been doing her Shakti dancing to warm up. But the main two headlines we're going to be covering today are the Meghan Markle documentary. We've not had a good Jen Markle rant in a while, or a good Steeples Markle rant in a while. And guess what, folks? The authorities that yesterday deemed the simultaneous unaliving of a man, woman, and dog as not suspicious. It's only taken them a day to realize this is suspicious, and further investigation is happening, but it gets more bizarre with the details that have come out. Gene Hackman and Betsy were found mummified at mansion with pills strewn in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So you got today, Jen, and you told me these details, and I was like, what?
I'm feeling into the energy there. I'm channeling Gene again. But no, it's funny how it took the police a day to reopen the investigation. Is it because the media covered it so worldwide that they perhaps actually took a step back and went, oh, actually, 3 people dead in a home, well, 2 people, 1 dog. Yeah, that's a little bit suspicious. And the fact that the front door was open as well. And yeah, obviously, now thinking about it, none of it, we mentioned yesterday about the gas leak. It now, none of it points to it being said gas leak with the circumstances surrounding the bodies, where they were found, the condition of the wife. And yeah, I'll let you go on to it. I'll call in.
All right, let's give the specifics then. So a search warrant has revealed that they were found decomposed. This is Betsy, with bloating on her face and mummification in her hands and feet. Hackman had the same signs of decomposition as his wife. Now, mummification occurs when a person's skin and tissues are preserved after their death. It's associated with ancient Egyptians wrapping the corpses of pharaohs in bandages, but it can also be achieved if a body is left in a place with cold, dry air where bacteria struggles to grow. And Santa Fe, New Mexico, is known to enjoy such a climate during winter. So 2 maintenance workers called Roland Lowe and Jesse Kessler discovered the bodies and at the luxurious Santa Fe mansion. This was Wednesday, 1:46. The identities were not released for nearly 12 hours, with details of how the couple were found, though offering a possible explanation for the delay. So these maintenance guys told investigators they hadn't seen them for 2 weeks. Both appear to have been dead for some time. A detective noted in the search warrant that the death of the 2 deceased individuals would be suspicious enough in nature to require a thorough search and investigation. So Betsy was discovered lying on the bathroom floor of the couple's home on her right side with an open prescription bottle of pills scattered across a nearby countertop. No indication has been given as to what the pills were and whether they had been prescribed to Gene or his wife. A space heater. This gets even more and more bizarre. A space heater was found next to her head, which investigators believe may have fallen. Gene was found in a mudroom off the couple's kitchen. Police first spotted his legs on the ground in what appeared to be a mudroom. He was fully clothed in grey sweatpants, a blue in-colour long-sleeve T-shirt, brown slippers. His sunglasses and walking cane were found next to his body, suggesting he may have died of a sudden fall. So let's get this straight. He dies of a sudden fall. Yeah. He suddenly dies of a sudden fall. She reaches for the pills and unalives herself because she's grieving.
She goes, oh, my God, I cannot cope without him. She reaches for them. Then the space heater falls off the top cabinet, falls onto her, and then the pills are strewn everywhere. I mean, come on. Like,
no, Jen, the heater must have hit the dog.
Turned itself on as well.
It must have hit the dog. How else could the dog have gone?
The dog was in the wardrobe. That's what's even more bizarre about it.
The dog was in the wardrobe.
Mm. Yeah.
What? Locked in the wardrobe. Locked in the wardrobe.
I don't know if he was locked or not. I read this morning the dog was found in the wardrobe, deceased. Yeah. It's all kinds of crazy. And yeah, they can't turn around and say there was no foul play. When the situation is just super bizarre, it does. And I was reading the comments then, it does sound from Anarchy, where she said, what's the space heater and pill scatters give setup vibes? And 100%, that's what I would say. If you were going to make something look like unaliving, self-unaliving, then you would do the whole, they took too many of them and passed out. But I think there was a lot of rumors circulating that they did it together and it was a pact, but that wouldn't be where their bodies would be, would it? If it was, you know, a group unaliving. Sorry, I'm trying to get the termination right for YouTube. The group unaliving between the pair, a pact, they would be tucked up in bed, like hugging each other. They wouldn't be positioned all over the house, and it's just so bizarre. It's crazy.
Have you ever played Cluedo, Jen?
Cluedo is my favourite game. Scarlet.
When Mrs. Scarlet with the candelabrum hits.
Candelabra.
Hits him in the head in the library. It's one of them, isn't it? People are putting all kinds of guesses. The dog OD'd on the pills after both of them were gone. The depressed dog. Did the dog eat the pills? Dead dog in the bathroom cupboard. Put your suggestions in the chat as to what has happened here, because this just does not make any. The dog did it. Also, the car was running in the garage and the front door was open. This does not make any sense at all. I have never heard of anything more suspicious. Someone being found unalive. This is off the scale of suspicious.
There's going to be some connection that comes out, which will explain it all to do with money, because that's what it always is.
Well, often there's the theory that they're worth more dead than alive. Mm-hmm. And there's the theory that, you know, sometimes insurance is involved in these things. But that's usually the partner. But if the partner's gone again as well, that doesn't make sense either. So I'm just confounded with this one. Let me keep going then. Cool. So Gene's sunglasses and walking cane were found next to him, suggesting he may have died of a sudden fall. Betsy was wearing dark grey sweatpants and a light-coloured sweatshirt. Firefighters were called, but there was no signs of a gas leak. Jean's daughter, Elizabeth, had speculated earlier on Thursday that her father and stepmother may have been done in by a carbon monoxide leak. One of the dogs, the German Shepherd, was found dead about 10 to 15 feet away from Betsy in a closet just off the bathroom. Early reports had suggested the animal was found dead in a kennel, but the couple's other two dogs were found unharmed. One of the surviving dogs was found alive close to Betsy's body with a second dog roaming the property. The couple's front door was open and there were no signs of forced entry. The sheriff's department said there is no suggestion of foul play, but that investigation is ongoing. This is really
rubbish.
Weird.
It's really bizarre, yeah.
And then there's another article come out about the 911 call. So the 911 call reveals distressing moments when Jean and Betsy were found. A frantic male caller is heard telling the dispatcher that he has found two bodies which are not moving while pleading for help at the actor's compound in Santa Fe. TMZ reported that the caller, whose identity was redacted, was emotional and repeatedly exclaimed, "Damn!" while sniffing away tears. Disturbingly, the caller, believed to be one of the two maintenance men, was unclear if they had stumbled across one or two bodies. What? A dispatcher can be heard asking the caller for details about the patients. The caller was unable to give details on Hackman or Betsy's ages or genders. He can be heard saying there was no movement coming from inside the house. He was standing outside looking through a window while making the 911 call. And investigators now fear that Jean and Betsy may have been laying dead in the house for 2 weeks.
Right, quick question here. Why two? Like, I'm sorry, who didn't check on them for 2 weeks? They have children, right? I don't know, obviously, where they are geographically, but if you couldn't get hold of your parents after a few days, you'd be going checking on them. That's really bizarre.
Well, they had gone to somewhere that was really remote, like from California. I wonder if their offspring stayed in California. And he's known to be very reclusive. So you would think that some kind of contact through social or phones or whatever, you know, would have been made. But it just seems that they obviously don't maintain contact regularly with the kids for it to get to this stage. Yeah. I mean, I go weeks if I was speaking to my parents and stuff like that. So it's not too unusual.
I speak to my mum at least once, twice a week. So, yeah, that would be really, really unusual for me. So
the way Ziggy's going, sleeping in your armpit and rolling away from me at night when I'm trying to get
him.
Ziggy's going to be speaking to you every day of his life.
You bet believe I'll be vetting all his girlfriends or boyfriends, whatever he chooses. When that comes around, I'll be doing my detective work on him. But no, it's some interesting comments here. Thank you, Anarchy. Three children, they didn't check on a 96-year-old. That's what I mean. It is really suspect. I know you don't feel that is, Sean, but I really feel that's really, it's really poor efforts on their behalf.
Yeah, with hindsight, they probably regret that. But they probably thought that, you know, even with his age, because his wife was, I think, in her 60s, they probably thought that if anything happened to him, she would alert them, I imagine.
Yeah. You've got to ask, right, when people die under suspicious circumstances, who benefits?
Yeah. Always ask who benefits, who gets the royalties, the insurance, etc. So Betsy was found dead on the floor of the bathroom with an open bottle of prescription pills found partially scattered on a countertop nearby. Neither had any signs of wounds, and it still remains unclear how they died and who died first. An autopsy could take 6 weeks to be published, but they hope to get to the bottom of it through the autopsy. So he looks like he's fallen. The scattered pills near her.
Stage.
It looks like they've both gone down at the same time, doesn't it?
That is either a real coincidence, once in a, you know, lightning strike moment, which is possible. I've read, you know, some of those books, like 100 Weird Ways to Die. I'm not sadistic, but and in there, like, someone died from putting his head in a clothes horse. So he put his head in a clothes horse and it closed on him and it broke his neck. And, you know, you hear of all these really bizarre circumstances in which people have passed. And it sounds like it belongs in one of those books, if that was the case, or there is something much sinister going on.
But even if they both went down at the same time, how does a dog, just one of the dogs, ended up locked in the closet? It just adds to the weirdness.
Mm. The autopsy will give, obviously, if because what they need to find out, if said pills on the bathroom side are in Betsy's body.
So some people are asking if we can play the 911 call.
I don't know, can
let
we?
Let me just see if I can find it here. Right, I think I found it. No, just the news report on it. Do you want to read the comments while I just have a quick search?
Yeah, go for it.
Audio released.
Dog in the closet to stop it eating the body. So somebody placed it. So Casabear's suggesting the dog was in the closet to stop it eating the bodies. Maybe that they knew the dog would, because animals are known to eat their owners if they pass. But I thought that was more cats than dogs that did that. Now, I've heard a thing that a cat would eat you if you died and it was you were left alone in the house. Sorry, but such a dark sense of humour. I chuckled.
Oh, come on, Jen. We've had this conversation when we watched that movie about that plane crash where they had to eat each other to stay alive.
Oh, my God.
And I've openly admitted I would eat you, and you asked me, where would I start?
No. Right, you didn't openly admit. Let's get the story straight, Sean. Is that when I said, would you eat me, if we were in that situation, you know, the plane went down and I died, Sean was still going, and they were 4 weeks in and they thought, we've got to eat the meat because we've got no food, ran out of snack bars. Sean, without even a millisecond of a gap, was like, yeah. Like, you didn't even blink. You're like, yeah, 100% I'd eat you. I was like, I don't think I could.
Yeah, but until you were in that situation where you felt you were about to run out of life, you'd taken your last breaths, like they were in that plane, and the partners were looking at each other, and they were saying, I give you permission to eat me, as they were dying.
No, but we talked about if I died in a plane crash. I hadn't even given you permission at this point. And you just went ahead and was like, yeah, I'll eat you. You didn't ask for permission. And I said, no. I said, no, everyone's heard it now. I said, no, you can't. If we're in a plane crash and I die and you're in the middle of nowhere, you got to eat me. No.
Yeah, but Jen, the question was, would I eat you? It wasn't, would I eat you if I gave you my permission?
No, but the answer is still no.
Why is it no? Because you would live on in me then. You wouldn't just be in the ground.
Oh, well, you might become a nicer person, so actually.
Exactly. I would want me to live on in you. If I was expiring, I'd give you permission, say, go for it, Jen, eat me. Where would you start?
That's just creepy. Like, go for it, Jen, eat me.
Where would you start? What part would you eat first?
I was just about to say, I would say your brain, but there's nothing there.
How cruel is Jen? And you know what? When Jen came home today with her new hair,
I got my extensions back
in. Do you know what? I not only did I notice it, I said to her, Jen, why would I want to go to watch, you know, a work of art?
No, why would I want to go see the Mona Lisa when I've got a work of art at home, is what you said.
Exactly. That was my way of acknowledging Jen's new her today, when she's previously said, I completely ignore her. And now listen to her putting down, saying that I've got the brain the size of a peanut. See what I've got to deal with, folks?
So cute, so cute. I'm going to put some of these. Oh, nice comments.
All right, guys. If you were in a plane crash into a mountain and you had to eat the people who had been unalive already, you're not snuffing anyone. If you had to eat them to stay alive, as these poor young sports people did in the Andes, put a 1 in the chat if you would eat to stay alive. Put a 2 in the chat if you would just let yourself expire. You couldn't bring yourself to do that.
Oh, my God. Someone spotted what I spotted ages ago. Right. become conscious now. Love seeing yourself in another person. Jen and Sean have the same face. Remember when I told you that we've got the same face? I was watching this. Yeah, because you're attracted to people of the same sort of face because we've got quite big noses and like our eye shapes are quite similar, although yours are a bit slimmer than mine. Mine are a bit more wider and nicer. It's either you mold into your partner after a certain amount of time, you begin to start to look like each other, or you go for it, you're attracted to someone who has the same sort of facial features as you. It's interesting.
Yeah, but it's
couples and I'm like, they're marrying themselves.
Yeah, molding's nice, but eating you would be living on with Imi. That's beyond molding, Jen. Isn't that a nice thought?
Oh, no, I was on about saying completely different. You're just not paying attention to me. You never pay attention to me.
I'm just trying to be funny.
Oh, keep trying.
Anyway, we have completely derailed from our reporting.
Exactly. So
let's go back to the the call. I found the call.
Oh, fantastic. So
if you've just tuned in, folks, the Gene Hackman story is getting weirder and weirder. And I'm going to play the 911 call to you guys right now. Let me find it. Here it is. Sure. There it is on the screen. And let me press the play button.
Hello, greetings.
I have no idea. I'm not inside the house. It's closed. It's locked. I can't go in. But I see them. She's laying down on a floor from the window.
Okay. Okay. They appear to be completely awake.
On the way?
Do they appear to be awake or alert?
No. It's not.
There you go. That is the call. Let me close this.
Oh, God.
And did you hear the dogs barking, Jen?
Yeah, that was the one roaming the property, wasn't it? So.
Yeah, really sad.
Oh, poor things. They must be so confused.
Yeah. So the next story involves one of the most famous people Jen likes to report on.
Sorry, are you going to wrap that up there? You're going straight to MM without even wrapping up, like, the whole Gene story there. You poor reporting.
Sorry, Jen, I'm a succinct, efficient person. When I'm wrapping. I'm on to the next one. I don't ramble. But if you've got some...
I guess we'll wait for the autopsy soon.
If you've got a conclusion you would like to regale the viewers with, without any banter, me interrupting you with my banter.
No, it's the situation. All superstitious, all suspicious. Definitely foul play here. I'm sure when the autopsy report is out, there'll be another show we can come on and break it down and digest it. Unlike Sean digesting my flesh.
All right, so here she is. Let me put her up on the screen. I've got a picture of Megan, and then we'll get into the story.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
There we go. Beaming Megan. Can you all see her? There she is, yeah.
Ta-da.
And are you looking forward to this show that's coming out on Netflix, Jen?
I have literally cleared my diary Tuesday for it. I cannot wait to be watching.
Is it this Tuesday?
Megan.
Tuesday already? Is it this Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday. It's out and about. That's why Ron and me are talking shows next week. We're going to get some guests on. We're going to rip it a new a-hole. Obviously we've watched the trailer, which I believe you're going to be playing in a minute, which shows, it gives a little hint of, the woman has the personality of a HB pencil. She's very dry and it comes across, in this trailer, and I watched a podcast on Popcorn Planet about it earlier, and he mentioned, like, is this the best content they've got for a trailer? It just goes to show what's in the rest of it. And I 100% agree. It's absolutely, it's dull. Just the word dull. Like, the guy does drop some, remind me of the guy's name, Roy Chi, I want to say.
Roy Choi? Can't forget that one. Roy Choi.
Love that name. But Roy Choi, he seems to have a bit of a, you know, a bit of a sense of humour. And she just looks like a lost puppy. I was having a discussion, actually, with my hairdresser. May I shout out Fallon Hair Extensions here in Hannam. But plug. But I was having a discussion with her about Meghan, and yeah, there's two people in life, I believe. There's grifters and there's grafters. Now, I believe I'm a grafter. I will work hard, I will put efforts in. I really go above and beyond for friends, family, but with real loyalty in play. But a grifter like Meghan is someone who will just trample on everyone. Because my hairdresser goes, well, what's a grifter? I said, well, a grafter is someone who works like exceptionally hard, but does it with a background of loyalty. I said, a grifter is someone who just stomps. She does work hard, but she will just stomp and trash on other people to just get to the top, whatever that may be, which obviously hasn't worked out that well for her because she's got to the top and everyone despises her.
Yeah, including her own sister, Samantha, who we interviewed a few years ago. Check that one out, viewers, if you've not seen it. She alleges that Meghan Markle is a narcissist of the highest narcissist order. So I think Jen's got Paula M coming on next week to do an analysis of this show. And are we going to reach out to Popcorn Planet as well?
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to him today. I'd love to have him on because he's got a new documentary. I believe it is talking about why people dislike Meghan Markle so much, which I'd be interested to watch that because, well, there's the obvious reason people dislike Meghan Markle, but I'd really like someone to delve into it behind the psychology of Meghan Markle. I think I'd find that absolutely fascinating because as much as we hate her, people love to hate her. I'm not being funny. I reckon 99.9% of the views on Tuesday will be people who don't like her, but they cannot keep away from her and they'll be watching just to scrutinize the show. Every podcaster who reports on Meghan will be watching that show. Like, it's gonna get the views, regardless.
Before we show the teaser, then, it's called With Love, Comma Meghan. And it shows her bonding with her friend and chef. A new friend, in quotation marks, Roy Choi, over the shared love of karaoke and dancing in Koreatown, while preparing a hearty meal of Korean fried chicken in a glamorous kitchen set. It is set to premiere on March 4th, after the series was delayed from its initial January release due to the California wildflowers. The clip begins with Meghan telling Choi, "The best thing about Koreatown is that you could go to all ages clubs and karaoke bars. I was part of dance crews. All that stuff," he replies. She then reminisces over different dances that were such a big deal, like the Roger Rabbit and the Kid and Play. What are these dances, Jen? The Roger Rabbit and the Kid and Play? Can you demonstrate?
Right. Sorry. How old is she?
I will get that for you right now. But what book can you demonstrate? I'll put you on widescreen.
I've never heard. They said she's not that much older than me, is she? She's
put a one in the chat if you think Jen's dodging the request here and you want her to demonstrate these dances.
I don't
put
know.
Two in the chat. Put a two in the chat.
Roger Rabbit, is it that? I don't know.
Hold on, I'm still searching her age. She's 43, right. Go on, let me see the Roger Rabbit, please.
I don't know what the Roger Rabbit. I'm only 5 years younger than her, and I don't know any of these dance moves she's talking about. Like, she's talking honestly like she was alive in the 60s, like she's some real old soul who, Pam, you know.
Pam knows the Kid and Play. Do you know the Kid and Play?
I have no idea.
Damn,
I have literally no idea. I don't know. What do I know? Superman. That was not a Elon salute, by the way. No, the Superman. There'll be rumours all over the internet clipping that and doing like Elon salute, for Christ's sake.
Can you crip walk?
Oh my God, no. I am honestly two left feet. I am a terrible dancer. Sean put a video up of me dancing at a wedding. I can dance. I've got this weird dance that I do when the song Proud Mary comes on. You know, big wheels keep on turning. And I like go a bit crazy, don't I? Can you remember that?
Oh, I could put one in the chat if you want me to show you the video of Jen dancing frantically at Paul Stansby's wedding.
Oh, that was fantastic. In the chat
if you would rather not. Was there is the copyright music on that, Jen?
Yeah, because it's got Tina Turner.
All right, so I can play it, but I would have to just mute it.
Put it in the side chat and people can watch it. It's on your YouTube, I swear.
No, we need it on the big screen, but we can mute it.
Oh, I had, unbeknown to us, Ziggy. That was the night Ziggy was conceived.
Who would not
win that dance? That erotic.
Who would not want to conceive with such a mating dance, mating cry that you did? I'm trying to. Hold on a minute. Keep talking while I find this bloody thing.
Ziggy was conceived in Scotland after our friend's wedding. Oh, I believe it was that night. There was a couple of nights.
Was it at the Travelodge?
No, that was on the way back, wasn't it? Because we did a 6-hour drive there and did the wedding, and then we did a 6-hour drive back to Liverpool. Well, I drove, didn't I? And you were singing that Rocky Horror song.
Oh my goodness, I found it. This is brilliant. This is, I know I've really interrupted the Meghan Markle stuff here, haven't I, with this?
But I'm more entertaining than Meghan Markle. Come on.
The viewers have put lots of ones in. Yeah, it's about 90-something% ones. You request, I grant. Here it comes. One second. Let me get rid of the Meghan one.
Present. It's a shame because you won't be able to hear it with the music. It's kind of one of those things you've got to like feel into it.
Well, you're not stopping it now, Jen. Here we go.
Oh, man.
What do you think of that, folks? Look at those. Roll What's that move called? Oh, What's that move called? Look at that, the arms. Wow.
How am I doing that in heels?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
We'd rather see Jen over Meghan Markle.
Oh, my God.
What's that bit, Jen? Were you going? Is there a name for that?
Rolling.
Who would not want, with such a mating display, who would not want to conceive on such
Ziggy
an evening?
Ziggy in Scotland. Yeah.
This mating display formed Ziggy. Was instrumental in
inseminating. I remember some of the comments. People were asking me if I was drinking or a bag of
on the white. Yeah, they're all saying you must be on the white to do that.
I was like, no, I'm stone cold sober.
You were just like last shout to get pregnant, child. Basically, wasn't it?
It's that song. It drags me every time to dance. Or Tina Turner, anything Tina Turner. I'm on.
Jen's like side-eyeing me with her peripheral vision, thinking,
I'm not.
Last chance to get pregnant tonight with this loser. So far, he's been firing blanks. I'm gonna ramp him up with this display. Right, here we go. It worked anyway. It worked.
Oh, it worked.
All right, back to Meghan. We were about to show the Meghan. What was it? The Meghan trailer.
Trailer.
If you want to address the comments, Jen, while I find...
Yes, Rocky Mountain Skywalker. Everyone has that one song that just does it. Honestly, what is your go-to dance song? Apart from the Rocky... Oh, it's going to be the Rocky Horror for Sean. Yeah. What's that song called? Yeah. What do you always listen to and you sing? I love you. Or it's Milli Vanilli. What was that one? The Milli Vanilli.
So, So whenever I have to go and do a school talk, whenever I go on the road, when I've got to stay away overnight, I do play the Milli Vanilli song "I'm Leaving" to Jen and do a little dance. Yeah.
It's not the Time Warp, the song he likes from Rocky Horror. It's got a woman's name. What's it called?
The Rocky Horror Picture Show one. I'm just a sweet trans. That one? From
Transylvania.
I'm just that. Why don't you stay for the night?
No, it's the...
Maybe a bite.
Oh, now you can see my women.
Oh yeah, Janet.
Janet, that's it. Janet.
Are you on about "There's a Light Over Frankenstein's Place"?
No, it's Janet.
Right,
guys, here's a confession, and Sean is like, he's got to change this for me. I've never watched the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I've obviously seen. I'm aware of the songs. I've seen the videos for the songs, but I've never watched the Rocky Horror. I think it's something I've got to do.
Because you've booked this in with your mum to go see it, haven't you? I saw it in America where they got the water pistols, the umbrellas.
Yeah, they go all
really,
out.
They really dress up and get into stuff. It.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to dress me up as the muscle man in the golden shorts, Jen?
No, you're dressed as one of your the trans.
You're very trans, God. Baby. All right, you ready? We're going to get Jen's critique of this next. Now, have you ever watched one of those movies where the android or the AI person, the way they speak, it's not quite human? You can see they're struggling to try and say human things, to mimic human behavior. Well, this is a classic example of that, in my opinion, allegedly.
This is about connecting with friends and just learning. Let's go.
Jane,
the best thing about Koreatown, you could go to...
Sorry?
She goes, it's about connecting with friends. And I was like, she ain't got no friends. They're all paid.
All ages clubs and karaoke bars.
I was part of dance crews, all that stuff.
You know? Were?
Yeah.
No one talks about all the dances that were such a big deal. Not the actual dance,
like
but the
Roger
dances.
Rabbit.
The Roger Rabbit and the Kid and Play. And it was just so much fun.
Do you think it was so much fun for Megan?
I don't think it was fun for Megan. I don't. She was the type of girl she would be, you know, like, how Ziggy observes the room, the observer, and like she strikes me as someone who, when she goes into a room, she's constantly observing what everyone else is doing, like to make her moves like the serpent she is. That's the vibe I would get. She looks totally awkward in this video, really, really awkward. That's the first note I sort of felt with her. It was just how uncomfortable she looks on camera right now. Look.
Do you think that smile on Roy Choi's face right now is because he's found a new friend, put a one in the chat, or because he's counting the amount of money in the bank he's making from this collaboration with Megan while putting up with her nonsense? Put a two in the chat. Let's continue.
Well, you and I are so similar. You and I are we should have met.
Oh, Jen, me and you are so similar. We got the same shit, and it just goes on and on and on.
I if you can't tell that sarcasm, then God knows that is him being totally sarcastic. Like, you and I are so similar. Like, I say that about you all the time. I'm like, when you do something outrageous, I'm like, I'll just with twins, completely off key. That is off key sarcasm.
We've got an absolute tirade of twos right now. Terrible twos. Let's continue.
A long time ago.
Do you listen to music when you're cooking?
I do. I listen to a lot of lyrical hip-hop, jazz, sometimes speed metal, death metal.
No, you don't. What would you do, Jen, if I was listening to metal, like Rammstein?
I honestly wouldn't batter an eyelid. Would probably tell you to turn it down a notch or two, but like, I wouldn't have a real shocked opinion like she has over metal music. No, it's like she's clutching straws to make this entertaining somehow by filling in the gaps.
Do you think this is the entire verbiage that they're spewing forth is completely scripted? They've got like auto cues in that kitchen. Like, and what the hell is she? What is she doing? Just tossing the salad? Is that her contribution to Roy Choice?
She looks like she's kind of laying out meats on a salad. So she's not doing much. I wouldn't call that cooking. That's arranging. And she hired that kitchen, didn't she, for this?
Did she?
That's paid a fortune to hire out that kitchen.
Shouldn't she have a toxin-absorbing cacti somewhere around her? We'll get to that story at the end of the video, folks, because it's a long one. Here we go.
What's speed metal?
Just like dark. Like,
That doesn't sound like the joy of cooking.
Yeah, but you know, we all have different sizes.
That's true. Multifaceted folks. That's what we are.
It's good for when you're butchering. So I cut these into squares.
That's smart. That's joy. That's smart. Right.
Because his name's Roy Choi, she goes, that instead of saying, isn't that the joy of cooking, she put her one line in of, isn't that the joy of cooking?
She didn't even put it in a script. A script writer.
Sean, what should I tell you yesterday? Honestly, these spirits are connecting through me again. I turned around and was speaking about people who bring whoopee cushions to parties sort of vibes, jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, that was real cheap humor. I hate it. It's not comedy.
She's in the garden now. Let's see. Look at her earthy tones. Probably better leave it there if it's just music and an end bit. Yeah. All right. Stop sharing. There we go. And get back to seeing Jen Big. There we go. So, thoughts on this show, viewers, put them in the chat right now. Are you all going to be tuning in and waiting for Lady C's reaction?
Wholesome. I mean, that's a very, very polite way to put it, Cats. Wholesome. I think of the amount of money that was put into this series, they could have got comedians in to write the script, funny people, because that joke was tasteless.
Nearly every movie coming out of Hollywood is completely dumbed down to a level of humor that even Ziggy wouldn't find it funny. It's pathetic that they spend billions just, it's like this machine just grinding out this crap. And you know, like we said about Gene Hackman, there was a time when, like, the movies that he was in his early years, thoughtful movies, and then Hollywood just completely dumbed down after the millennium. He got out of the biz, and it's just continued to be like this vestigial entity now that's in its dying days. And a symptom of that is this pathetic, woke, censorious mindset that creates this garbage humor. We can't have anything funny anymore because it's
exactly
too correct.
I can't stand it. I've got a real short list of comics that I can listen to. Ricky Gervais, Daisy May Cooper. That's about it. There are a few more, but I can't spring to mind. But it's I cannot stand tacky comedy. There's something in me that it makes the hairs on my back stick up, and I have to just switch off there and then. I think it's the whole when people try too hard. And I get that vibe with this whole, that's going to be the theme for this whole series of Megan's that I will definitely be clearing my whole day Tuesday to watch. Can't wait. It's just desperate. It just stinks of desperation. Sadness.
I know. And before we go, I think we should end on a note, a certain note, because if Ziggy has a hope of getting a sibling note, and focus on Jen's hair, because Joe Rudd has put, loving the hair, Jen looks fabulous.
Thanks, too.
If you weren't tuned in earlier, Joe, I was comparing, I said to Jen, You are a snowy dove compared to crows. And the Mona Lisa is effectively a crow. You are the personification of a work of art. I've got that in the house. I don't need to go to some old museum in France when I've... I've gone a bit overboard there, folks.
You did. I can smell. That's where the desperation is, right there. Right.
So if you want us to come back tomorrow, I said, Jen, we've got to start doing these every day from now on.
Because honestly,
our chemistry, our band, witty riposting resonates. And Jen said, okay, I'm up from Monday to Friday. Monday to Friday?
The Sean Atwood sweatshop.
We don't have a work week in this house. Every day is a work day. The sun rises, we work, the sun falls. But when we continue to work into the night.
If Ziggy has a calculated nap tomorrow, we can do one. Condition.
Ooh. He usually has a nap around 1 o'clock, Jen.
It's between 12 and 1. I can get him to bed better than you can because mummy perfect here. But
We just need you to have your 3 a.m. premonition.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And we'll save the cactus story till tomorrow.
Keep everyone I'm sure hanging. Everyone's desperate for it. With the witty rapport. All right.
We need more little Sean's. Come on. You've got to get Jen to catch up. Thanks, Kat.
With Elon and his 13 kids. I mean, Ron's closer to that goal than I am, isn't he? Short woman, one soon. No.
He is a breeder, Ron, when you...
Ron, you're a super breeder. That's fantastic.
Ron's got a live coming up. I'll have a quick check. Nothing scheduled yet, but I'm sure... He's been doing a lot of coverage about fear this week. I think he's going to try and keep that going. All right. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Hopefully we'll be back tomorrow if the stars align. Much love and respect wherever you are in the world. Take care. Hope to see some of you tomorrow and watch out for Ron's shows later today. Thank you for tuning in. Much love.